Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. What time is it? Sim season. Back like we never left. Look at this, we got the dual cam set up. We back, baby, and better than ever. This week, we got a big topic to talk about. You obviously know already because you're looking at the you read the title, you looked at the thumbnail. UFC 280 breakdown this Sunday. It's gonna be a banger, and I just wanted to have a yarn about it. So I thought I'd get back into the potty business, you know, have a bit of a yarn, have a bit of a chat, talk to myself, talk to you guys, and we'll see how it goes. All right. First off, where have I been? I've just been busy. Actually, you guys probably don't care, but we're back. That's all that matters now. Today is not really like it's going to be a long potty, just a short, to the point, get those views up, get that retention rate high, you know, and then we'll get straight into it. All right, first off, let me just pull up some information. We've got UFC 280. I don't, off the top of my head, I know who's the main ones, but UFC 280. It's going to be a banger. Obviously, we got Charles Oliveira and Islam Makhachev for the main event. I'm pulling it up now. Okay. Here we go. The main card starts at 7 a.m. New Zealand time, which is on a Sunday. That's pretty rough, especially on a long weekend. You know, you want to get the beers flowing, get the boys around, have a bit of a barbecue, watch some fights. But 7 a.m., tough call, especially if you have a big one on Saturday night. First one out the gate, Caitlin Chookagian, I don't know how to say her name. Also, I've only seen her fight once or twice. I'm not sure about that one. Versus Manon Fiorot. I have no idea who's winning, but looking at their records, Caitlin 18-4 as a professional, and Manon 9-1 as a professional. I'd probably just back Caitlin off those stats alone, but who knows? These ladies out these days getting crazy. Oh, nearly knocked the camera over. Next up, we got Beneil Dariush versus Mateus Gamrot. This is going to be a mean fight. I'm pretty sure Mateus Gamrot is gonna take the dub pretty easily. He's pretty high level. I've seen one or two of his fights, and I was surprised that I didn't know who he was. He's pretty big talent, I would say, coming up in the lightweight division. Beneil's good, but I feel like the difference here is Mateus is kind of that new breed of fighters, like mixed martial artists. They put everything together well. They flow between wrestling, grappling, and striking. Like nothing. I think it'll be a good fight, but I give the edge to Gamrot on that one. The next one is a big one. Petr Yan, or Piotr Yan, versus Sean O'Malley. Now, hear me out here. I got Sean O'Malley, probably a decision, and I think that if you're a betting man, and we'll get into that soon, that's what you want to go for. Three rounder. Petr Yan's known to be a bit of a slow starter, although he can pick it up when he needs to. But I think it'll be a bit of a striking match, and they're both excellent strikers. But I think the difference is Sean's style of striking is quite long range, feints, setups. He does a lot more long range stuff, which in a three round against a slow starter, probably puts the edge in his corner. So I'm going with Sean O'Malley for that one. Next one, Aljamain versus TJ Dillashaw. Now, I hate this because I actually kind of like Aljamain. I feel like he gets way too much hate, but you can't hate him for playing the game, you know? People say he's an actor. Yeah, I guess so. It's not a very good one, but he did get an Oscar. TJ Dillashaw, not a huge fan. After the whole roids thing, if you don't know about that, go check it out. But I'm pretty sure everyone knows about that. TJ Dillashaw, even though he got done for cheating and doing steroids, I think I have to give this one to him. I just think he's superior in every aspect except for maybe jiu-jitsu. I'd probably give Aljamain the edge there, but he can't use that if he can't take him down. If he can't get him down, then that will be interesting to see. But definitely TJ striking is significantly better by like a large margin, I would say. Aljamain's good, but I would say that TJ's just a different animal in terms of the striking compared to Aljamain. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's time! Okay, I'm not Bruce Buffer, but Charles Oliveira versus Islam Makhachev, that is gonna be a banger. all my money, bet the house, is on Charles Oliveira. I don't see any way Islam can beat him. Islam is like, hasn't really fought anyone. Like, the best person he's fought was Dan Hooker, and he won that, but Dan was coming off zero training camp, like a week or 2 weeks notice, had no really time to prepare. And yeah, I just think if they ran it back again, Dan would give him a run for his money. But yeah, other than Dan, Islam hasn't really, other than being Khabib's training partner, he hasn't really proved anything. He is a mean fighter, but Charles is like, gone through the lion's den, and he's proved himself over the last three or four fights, probably even five fights. He's in a killer streak. I don't see any way that, unless Islam maybe just holds him for five rounds, but I don't think that he'll be able to do that against Charles because his grappling is just too high tier. But that's like a quick overview of the card, the main card. I feel like there are plenty and plenty of opportunities to make some money on this. A lot of underdogs that I, in my opinion, shouldn't be, and I'm going to be placing some bets. Which leads us in to this week's Magic Multi. And by this week, I mean the first ever. And I came up with that name all on my own, Magic Multi. I didn't steal it from anywhere at all. But here are my picks for this week's multi. Just, you know, I might just chuck a cheeky tenner on it. Maybe a bit more if I'm feeling loose. The first one is, this is the one that I'm not really sure about. Bilal Muhammad against Sean Brady. They're on the prelims, but I think Bilal's on the come, oh, not on the come up, but he's like a strong competitor and he's trying to claim his spot in like the top five. I think he is maybe top five at the moment, but trying to stay there. Sean Brady's an up-and-comer new guy in the, I think, welterweight division. And yeah, it'll be a good fight. I actually don't know, but I just think when I checked, the odds were, had Bilal was a significant underdog, and I didn't think that was fair. So I thought, you know, who knows, maybe take advantage of that, make some money from the tea and biscuits or whoever you use. And then the next one on the multi, which is kind of what I went through before, is I've got Mateus Gamrot over Beneil Dariush, Sean O'Malley over Petr Yan in a decision, TJ Dillashaw over Aljamain. I want to say stoppage, but I'm not 100% sure. Aljamain has been knocked out before, which we've seen, but that was from a kick from One Punch Man. Old, I forgot his name at the moment. Sorry, brother. But he made him do the dab. And so I want to just, I'm not going to go big on that one and make a decision on how it's going to finish. So I'll just go TJ Dillashaw for the win and Charles Oliveira over Islam. Just for the win, but if you want to like make some money, put a finish in there. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick a choke because Islam would go for the takedown and then maybe a guillotine on the way in. But yeah, that's my magic multi. So Bilal Muhammad over Sean Brady decision win, or no, just overall win. Mateus Gamrot over Beneil Dariush win. Sean O'Malley decision over Petr Yan. TJ Dillashaw, if you're feeling dicey, go for finish. Same for Charles Oliveira. Go for a finish if you want to boost those odds and make some more money. And that's pretty much my rundown for the UFC. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a banger of a card. Hopefully I can get up before 7 a.m. I guess I can wait till like 7:30-ish. Depends. I don't really mind missing the first two fights. But yeah, those last three, they're going to be bangers. But yeah, that's it for my UFC breakdown. And then I just... Oh, one other thing. Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva coming up. Looking forward to that. Close fight. In my opinion, I edge towards Anderson, but I think age might have a factor. Like, he's still slick, he's still sharp, but I think if Jake has a chance, it's in his youth and in his ability to get very good, very fast. Jake's been able to improve at like a astonishing rate from when he started to where he is now, and it's just getting progressively faster and faster. So it's a toss-up, but just because of who Anderson is and what he's done, I'd give the edge to him, but maybe my mind will be changed closer to the fight. But yeah, I don't think there'll be a knockout either way. Probably a split decision, and to be fair, if it's a split decision, it'll probably go to Jake, just because boxing, who knows. And then coming up, UFC 281, 13th of November. That's going to be a banger. We've got Izzy versus Pereira headlining that. And the undercard, bro, is crazy. We got Carlos Esparza versus Zhang Weili. Easy Zhang Weili on that one. I'll do a breakdown when we get closer if you guys like this. Dustin versus Chandler. Banger. Dan Hooker versus Claudio Puelles. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But I haven't actually looked into this guy much. I need to have a look, see how he fights, see how he's going. But any Dan Hooker fight is always going to be a banger. Shout out to Dan. Brad Riddell versus Renato Moicano. This is going to be a scrap. I feel like they both got that dog in them. They're both scrappers and both like to strike. So it'll be real interesting. Yeah, I gotta break it down. I gotta study that fight a little bit. But it'll be good. Just off the name value, it's good. Dominic Reyes versus Ryan Spann is also a good one. Interesting to see. I'm pretty sure this is on the prelims, which is interesting to see Reyes on the prelims. But we'll see when we get closer to it. And then the other one is Carlos Olberg versus Nikolai Negumirianu. I don't know. Which makes it three CKB boys on the same card, which means CKB's back with the three-peat. Hopefully they can do it, pull it off. But yeah, maybe we'll do a breakdown of that when we get a bit closer to it. But actually, that's not today's show. I got one more thing. I put up on the Simp Season Instagram, so go follow if you don't. Any questions for the next ep? So I'm just going to check these out and see. I tried not to look at them to get like, so I could answer it raw. First one from Walshammy, aka James Walsham, aka the GOAT. Where's Soul Food? R.I.P. Soul Food. I don't know. We're just the boys. It was just kind of hard to get us all together in a room and chat. We all have our own different schedules. It was like a little bit all over the place. I feel like when we did get together though, magic. Like, it was just, yeah, it was some of the funniest podcasts I've ever done. Not that I've done many, but they were crackers. But yeah, so I don't know what the future of Soul Food is. Maybe if enough people keep hitting us up, we can get our shit together and start doing it. But who knows? The next one is from my bro Tor. Why your cock so fat? But he spelled it COC. So I think he means Clash of Clans. I just used to jam Clash of Clans a lot. Not so much anymore. I'm a grown man. I play Yu-Gi-Oh and Risk. So sorry, bro. The next question is Trey Soparua. Who's the guest? I'm the guest. I'm not doing guests anymore. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe if someone wants to jump on, then we'll get them on. But nothing planned for the future. Barney Barnett, my boy Finn, aka Alan Av. Shout out Alan Av. Go follow them. Go listen. Everything. All that good stuff. Where the fuck have you been? Just busy, brother. You know, I don't know. Just been busy. This is like, believe it or not, it's a little bit of hard work to get this stuff all sorted out. But I found the time. We're back. I'm going to see how this goes. If people like it, then we'll keep going. I kind of like this UFC stuff because I can just talk about this all bloody day. But yeah, I've just been busy with uni, work, blah, 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 blah. All those normal excuses that people give. I've also just been lazy. But hey, we're here now. We're here now. That's all that matters. And the last question, Ellen Av said collab. All day, baby. Anytime you want, we can do it. Let's run it. Let's go. We could get an interesting UFC breakdown from a like professional sports athlete point of view. But that's a potty today, guys. Thanks. Subscribe. Like. We out.